Welcome to the Praying Daily podcast, where we read scripture and pray for you daily to give you hope and encouragement in the Lord. I am so thrilled to have with me today my friend Melissa Farndale from the UK. I am so thrilled that she said yes to coming on and praying for you guys today. And so with that, thank you so much, Melissa, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Krista. It's always a pleasure to get to pray with people.
Yes, it is so wonderful and a great privilege that we have to be able to pray for others.
Yay.
Well, friends, today we are going to be just leaning into the Holy Spirit and praying as we both feel led by Him. And there might be scripture and prayers for whatever's going on in your life as the Holy Spirit leads. So please join us in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much for today. Thank you for this opportunity to pray for those listening, Lord. I'm praying so much blessing and favor over everyone and the sound of my voice, Lord. May you reach out to them, calm their heart, calm their mind, help them and us also to focus on you, Lord, and what you have to say today.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you that we can come boldly before your throne of grace. We can come boldly. We can come with everything that we are carrying and we can place it before you. Your word says that we can put every piece of our hearts before your feet, every single piece. So, Father, we come and we lay it all before you. We thank you that you care so intimately about every fragment of our lives. We just give you all the glory and we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are a Father who hears every word, even the words that we don't speak. You know every thought even before we think it. We thank you that you are intimately acquainted with every detail of our lives. So Lord, we just come with open hearts. We just thank you for who you are.
Oh Lord, as we are laying down our burdens for you, it's so wonderful that when we submit to you, when we give you our burdens, you say that like your burden is light. And we're so thankful that we don't have to carry this heaviness, the struggles that we deal with here, Lord. We could just say, take it, it's yours. Oh, I pray that you, in this process of laying down those burdens, Lord, just start to heal those spaces that are so deep in our heart, Lord, that you long to heal. You don't want us to be sad here on earth. You came to give us life abundantly, Lord. May we step into that abundant life filled with joy that you want us to have. Fill us to overflowing with exceeding joy. May we be exuberant today in what you are doing in our life, Lord. May we have uncontrollable laughter that comes from you. Oh, we need so much laughter, Lord. There are times here in earth that are heavy, but when we turn our eyes to you, you are the source of our strength and our joy. Because you say in your word that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we thank you that you have come to banish the darkness. You are the light of the world. So, Lord, we just come into agreement with Isaiah 60 that says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the true brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come." We thank you, Jesus, that you are our light. That we can look to you and be radiant. That you say no shadow of shame will ever darken our face. We thank you for the joy that you are setting before us today. We choose to lift our eyes to you. We choose to step into the light of your kingdom. We thank you that you have translated us out of darkness into your wonderful light. So, Father, we just give you glory for every answer that you are bringing into the places where there is confusion. We thank you that you make a way where we don't even see the way just yet. We thank you for the light of direction. We thank you for your light of revelation. Where we need wisdom today, Lord, I thank you that you shine your light upon every answer that we need. We just thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. We give you glory and honor, for you are our light. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for being the light that shines so brightly in us. Lord, I pray that you are illuminating that path that each of us are set to be on, that you created us for, Lord. May every door that is not from you be shut, and the door that you want us to go through be wide open. Your word also says that no man can shut any door that you open. Sorry, I'm not quoting that scripture verbatim, Lord, but you know, and we know that you are all-powerful and that you have only good things for us, and you have a path set for us, Lord. Help us to walk into that path with clarity, and let no confusion from the enemy come forth, Lord. I pray that you are silencing what the enemy might be yelling in our ear. Lord, there's no time to listen to the enemy. We know that there is such a great harvest waiting for us as we're walking into that role that you have for us, that you have set before us, Lord. Oh, Father, help us to stay rooted in you, to be strong in your knowledge that you have for us here on earth, Lord. May you instill that desire to just be silent with you, Lord. It's hard in this noisy world, but we know that you want us to be centered with you, that to be calm with you, because you have the peace and wisdom that we need. Just guide our paths, Lord.
Yes, Lord, I pray that we will come into a revelation of who you are and who you have created us to be. And my heart just echoes this prayer, that I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to us the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation, to know him through our deepening intimacy with him. And I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of our imagination, flooding us with light until we experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. And I pray that we will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to us through faith. Thank you, Father, that you give us more revelation of who you have created us to be, that we are beloved children first and foremost, completely safe in your arms, that you overshadow us every day of our lives. Your presence is within us. It is around us. Your hand is upon us. You go before us to prepare the way, and you hem us in from behind, keeping us safe and secure. Thank you that we can trust you completely, even when we can't see the future clearly, when there's doubt, when there's trouble, when there's challenges to overcome. Lord, you are so close. You are but a whisper away. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness and for your closeness today. Make us sensitive to your voice, Holy Spirit. You are the voice behind us whispering, take this turn make this decision, constantly giving us the direction and the guidance and the wisdom we need. Make us sensitive to your voice, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Father. Oh, for those that may have anxiety today, because I know that anxiety has crept up in my life, but Father, we know you say in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we are so, so thankful again for your peace, peace that transcends understanding. May your peace flood over those listening. May the anxiety go away. For God, we know that you know the beginning from the end, that you go before us and you make a way, and that we are not supposed to be anxious for anything. Lord, help us to be thankful in all of our situations. And with that, to also be bold in our prayers, to be bold to come to you and let you know what we're thinking, and to help us overcome any obstacles that might be in our way, Lord. Oh, I pray that you are guarding those hearts and minds of those listening. May you put a great shield around them, protecting them. No harm comes before them, Lord. We're asking this in your name.
Lord, I just pray that every person listening and praying with us today will become rooted and grounded in your love. I just pray that out of your glorious riches, you will strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that we will be rooted and established in love. May we have the power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, because you are doing more than we can ever dream, hope for, or imagine, according to your great love that is working in us. I thank you, Father, that we can rest in that knowledge that you are at work in everything that we are facing today, in every circumstance, in every situation, in every area of our lives. You are at work in our marriages, in our relationships, in our families. You are at work in our careers and our responsibilities and financial situations. You are working all things together for our good and for your glory. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you perfect that which concerns us. Your promises are true and secure. You are the rock on which we can build, which we can anchor our hope on, firm and secure, immovable, unshaking, completely solid. We know, Lord, that we have a firm foundation on you. Thank you so much for being our bedrock, for being our shelter, for being our fortress. You are the strength of our hearts. Thank you, Father, that we can trust in you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for your love. It is overwhelming, and we don't even understand all that it means for you to love us. Lord, help us to love one another. Help us to understand how much you love us and how much you love every person here on earth. Help us to love them. Help us to love our enemies. Help us to know how to be the Christians that you want us to be here, to show love. Lord, it is hard sometimes, but we know, thinking of how unworthy we can be without you in us, we are. But we know that you have made us worthy, and your heart's desire is for us to be that light and love here in the world, Lord. Just asking for new ways, new strategies to reach out and love our neighbors, love our relatives that can be challenging at times, Lord. Open our eyes. Give us your eyes, your vision for how to do that. To be, again, that light that you want us to be, Lord. Help us. Help us to do that in Jesus' name.
Father, we just respond to your call to arise. To arise because your light is shining on us. I just pray for every person that feels like they are under that cloud of darkness. And I just speak to your heart to awaken to the love of the Father. I just speak to your eyes to see the incredible individual that he has created you to be, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that you have complete peace and right standing with God. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are no longer under the law of death, but you are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Abundant life is yours. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive inside of your heart. You have been raised with Christ and you are seated in heavenly places with him, far above all powers and principalities. God has given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means hurt you. Those are the promises of the Father to you today. I speak that to your heart, and I just release the truth and the light of his love over your life right now, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you for this time and opportunity we had to pray for those listening, Lord. Pray great favor and blessings over every single one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Friend, thank you so much for listening today. I pray that you are encouraged and emboldened in the Lord. And I also want to add that I am going to be sharing in the show notes Melissa's book called Untangled. It is such a beautiful book filled with wonderful prayers. And I just know that you will be blessed by getting that book today. If you have any prayer requests, please send a message to the Praying Daily Ministry team to prayer@prayingdaily.org. It would be a great pleasure to join you in prayer. Remember to like and subscribe to this podcast to receive daily encouragement and prayer. God bless.